الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العصر جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. My respected elders and dear friends, it is absolutely essential for each and every one of us to realize that every breath that we are taking, we are one breath away from this world and we are one breath closer to our qabr, whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not, we are one breath away from this world and we are one breath closer to our qabr. Against this backdrop, my dear friends, let us all understand and then let us contemplate what legacy have we left for those behind us. What legacy have we left for those behind us? What will our children reflect on and attach onto with regards to their parents? My dear friend, it is very, very important. Lots of times, you know, we are so consumed with regards to making sure that their sustenance is taken care of, but then we keep them compromised with regards to deen is concerned. And this is an injustice. A great injustice. My dear friends, today I just want to just speak about the aspect of salah in our lives. And just briefly, you must remember that we have to understand, if we are not going to apportion importance to the institution of salah, bear in mind, after iman, the most important component in our lives is the observance of our salah. So the thing is that if we are not going to create the value of salah in our hearts, then my dear friend, we are definitely on the wrong path. We are on the wrong path. I remember, I'm walking down this road here also. When I was very small, 6 years of age, I was schooling in Parok school. So, you know, we had to walk back. At that time, the school should finish at 12 o'clock. We should walk back in the sun and go back home. We should stay in Ismail Crescent. So the thing is that, you know, when we go home, we are small. We are hungry and we want to eat. But we say we were not given food by my mother until we performed our salah. My dear friends, you know, now you find that even at that tender age in our lives, we were drilled, say, listen, salah is the most important aspect in our life. So the thing is that those that are fathers, and those are going to be fathers also, we must take heed. We have to take heed and make sure that we have our priorities in order. So that inshallah we find that you must remember, if you have in your control to look after the institution of salah with regards to your children is concerned, and you don't do it, my dear friends, their non-observance of salah will hang around your neck on the day of Qiyamah. It is as brutal as that. It's not something small. So we have to understand that what is expected of us. You must remember, adherence to salah gives us a gauge as to the thermometer of our iman. Adherence to salah
gives us a gauge as to the thermometer of our iman. If we are going to be careless and reckless with regards to salah, then you find the other aspects of deen are going to be just as bad. Allah Ta'ala save us. My dear friends, if we go one step further, then we've got a situation, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate here. I was just thinking about it. We got one salah at 6:50, one at 7 o'clock, one at 10 past 7. So even if you try, you can't miss your salah with jamaat. But my dear friends, even then too, we find people deliberately missing the salah with jamaat. People deliberately missing the salah with jamaat. But why is it? Why is it? Because we have not created that consciousness within us with regards to the importance of salah. Now, let us ask the Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Ali. He has mentioned a very unique thing, my dear friends. Maybe you have heard this, but we are not saying something new. We are just revising our lessons. Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Ali, he says, he was talking about the Sahaba Ikram. He says, they were so diligent with regards to the observance of salah that if they missed the takbir al-ula, they didn't miss a rakat. If they miss the takbir al-ula, then you find the other Sahaba Ikram will actually come and actually console them, sympathize with them, and say, oh, Allah, what happened? Boy, you missed the takbir al-ula. It was like a mangat in the house, like you miss a takbir al-ula. And if Allah forbid, if you miss your salah with jamaat for 7 days, the Sahaba Ikram will come to your house also. Boy, what happened also? Say, you missed your salah with jamaat. You miss your salah with jamaat. My dear friend, this was the mizaj, the temperament of the Sahaba Ikram with regards to salah. And we have to bear in mind, my dear friend, if we want success, because we find, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in various aspects of our lives. But bear in mind that the first line of call of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not on asbab, but to put his head down in the court of Allah. That was the first line of call. So the thing is that, my dear friends, we have to understand. I remember, he says that, you know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he missed his one salah with jamaat, he gave away so many slaves in atonement for it. He gave away so many slaves in atonement for that one salah with jamaat. Allahu Akbar. And my dear friends, if we look at it also, how reckless and how negligent we are. This actually gives a testimony in our hearts with regards to our iman. With regards to our iman, so that it's very important, my dear friends, we have to make that choice. We have to make that choice. Even if the child don't wake up for salah, in the morning when you go for, if the father goes for salah and then thereafter come back quickly, don't stay in the masjid, come back quickly, make sure that the children have performed their salah. Make sure that the children have performed the salah. This is the fikr, my dear friends. That we all require to inculcate in our lives and make sure that we pass on to our children. Because you must remember what habits our children learn from us with regards to the institution of salah and especially deen in particular. My dear friends, that is what's going to sustain them themselves. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. He was invited for a program. When he was invited for a program, he made a condition. He said, please, by whatever the case may be also, but I require to be back at this time. And he said, I'm an old man. Yeah? I have to make sure that I come back in time so that I can perform my salah with jamaat. They had given him all the assurances. But you find invariably, people start talking and everything else. And Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah, they got late. When he got late also, he actually came back home, and when he came to the masjid, the salah had already started. He didn't miss the rakat, he missed the takbir al-ula. After the salah, after the salam was made also, he let out a sigh, Allahu Akbar. He let out a sigh, he said, Ya Allah, after 20 years I missed my takbir al-ula. After 20 years, I must make takbir ullah. My dear friends, ask ourselves, what value do we have in our lives? Allahu Akbar. So if we want the help of Allah, then the first thing to attach ourselves to is our salah. The first thing to attach ourselves to is our salah. It has been mentioned about one of the khulafa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Mawlana Asadullah sahab rahmatullah alayh, the serpent from Saharanpur. It has been mentioned, his adherence and diligence to salah was salah with jamaat was unparalleled. was unparalleled. So here too, he was actually given a dawah. He made an arrangement. He said, listen, I want to be back here. And he was delayed. When he makes his udu, he comes to the masjid, the salah is over. He says, you know, a great sigh comes over him. Comes over his heart. He says, Allahu Akbar, what has happened? He says, listen, you know, I've missed my salah with jamaat. Then somebody says, Hazrat, there's another masjid down in the locality. There the salah is slightly late. It has been mentioned that when Hazrat Asadullah heard about this, he said there was such urgency in his footstep that you find that even the youngsters had difficulty, you know, trying to keep up with him. Hazrat Mawlana Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned this about his ustad. So they say when they go to that masjid also, he said the salah was over. Again, he was so distraught. He was distraught. When we lose some bucks also, then there's a lot of frowns over here. But when our salah goes also, we are quite happy. La ilaha illallah. Come on, buddy. We had to get the proper, you know, values in our lives. So then one of them said, Hazrat, there is a masjid in the orchard. There they perform the salah slightly late. So again, he says, Hazrat Mawlana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started running. He started walking briskly. We were walking briskly also, and then at a distance also, all the musallis had gathered, and they are turning, they're looking around. So Hazrat Mawlana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they say, he actually looked at them, and he put his hand up, says, he shouted, I'm coming. What happened that the Imam Sahib that day, alhamdulillah, Imam Sahib that day, he was not there. So he said, Mawlana Asadullah Sahib, he went there, and then thereafter, he performed the salah. He performed the salah. And Hazrat Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this I want to share with you, my dear friends. He says when Hazrat Mawlana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali turned around, he says that the contentment, the serenity, and that sense of achievement, man, I got my salah with jamaat. He said it was visible on his face. He said you cannot quantify for any money in the world. My dear friends, these are the bad. These are the values that our elders had. So this is why you find that because of their exertion, because of their diligence, you find that is why, you know, when we discuss them now, they may have passed away so many years ago also, but we find we derive great enjoyment by discussing the incidents. Why? Because of their kamal, because of the perfection of ikhlas, of the sincerity, and the adherence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, you know, remember that, you know, you find that being busy is no excuse. Being busy is no excuse. It has been mentioned is that Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, it was his habit. He was a worldly man. You see, he ruled for nearly half of the world. Yeah, but he should read 100 rakat nafil namaz every day. Yeah. Nowadays, even the pious would difficulty, will they even read 2 to 4 rakats. Yeah. That is our state also, my dear friend. Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali, it has been mentioned, Allahu Akbar. He says that, again, my dear friend, all of us have to die. All of us have to die. Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah, he passed away. Great wali of Allah. Great wali of Allah Ta'ala. When he passed away, also then thereafter, there was a wasiyah nama. You know, he says, listen, that can, must perform my janazah namaz. That person must perform my janazah namaz, who has observed 3 conditions. Another Ali mentioned 4 conditions, but we'll mention the 3 now. He says, the first condition is that he must have not missed any of his salah with takbir-e-ula. Allahu Akbar. He must not have missed any of his salah with takbir-e-ula. That's number 1. The second thing is that he must not have missed his tahajjud salah. He must not have missed his tahajjud salah. Whilst on this point also, my dear friends, I just want to just share with you, you know, you must remember, Allah Ta'ala reward our kabirin. Allah Ta'ala reward our kabirin, because alhamdulillah, they have given us such simple, you know, principles, solutions also, to look after our hearts and to look after our lazy tabiat also. Hazrat Mawlana Masoodullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that according to Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, the time of tahajjud starts after the 2 rakat sunnat of Isha. So it was our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Masoodullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's noble habit that between the 2 rakat of sunnat and the 3 witr, every day he should perform 4 rakat tahajjud namaz. He should wake up in the morning also, but he should actually perform his 4 rakat tahajjud salah. And how would he say in our term, it was like his insurance policy. So if he don't get up here, so he know that he has already performed his tahajjud salah. So khair, Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah alayhi, he says that he must not have missed his tahajjud salah. And the third thing, Allah, my dear friends, please, it's so dangerous. It's petrifying. It's warding, you know, and we have to be terrified. And we don't apportion any importance to it also. Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah mentioned, the third condition is that he must not have cast a lustful glance on any ghair mahram. Ever. In his whole life. He must not have cast a lustful glance on a ghair mahram. And there was an eerie silence. The janazah namaz was there in the morning. And nobody is coming forth. It has been mentioned there were so many thousands of ulama, so many thousands of huffaz. And there was an eerie silence. Nobody is coming forward. Zuhur namaz time came. Asr namaz time came. And then a person comes, he's got a rumal across his face also, and he goes to the janazah of Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah alayh. He grasps the janazah. He says, Khwaja, he says, this was a pact between me and my Allah. Today you have exposed me. This was, you have exposed me, but this was a way also for us to come to know that, listen, whatever the case may be also, it is achievable. And who was that person who came forward to perform the janazah salah? It was none other than Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash rahmatullah alayh. He was a king of the time. He was a king of the time. So my dear friends, you must remember that, you know, nobody can be more busier than the king. But then we have to create that concept. We have to create that concept of time management in our lives. And we have to manage our time around the institution of salah. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Now, my dear friends, you know, we don't want to keep everybody has had a long day at work also. So, you know, they advertise this as a zikr majlis. So, you know, the thing is that we'll just mention one, two things about with regards to the aspect of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing you must remember, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallallahu zikran kathira. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Karamullah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallallahu zikran kathira. He says that, oh, you who believe, he says, remember Allah ta'ala excessively. Abu Hazrat Shafiq al-Umma rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he says that dhikran kathira means remember Allah ta'ala 24 hours of the day. That means a Muslim, by virtue of his behavior, he must be a zakir. By virtue of his obedience to Allah ta'ala, he must be a zakir. He must never be a ghafil. He must never be heedless. He must never be negligent. So my dear friends, you know, the thing is that you must remember, people say, you know, what does zikr of Allah ta'ala does entail? You know, what effect does it have? It has a great effect. It has a great effect. Only thing that we have to have the eyes to see it. We have the eyes to see. Every one of us, alhamdulillah, many of us, we have this habit of reciting Surah Yasin after Fajr Namaz every day. Alhamdulillah. We have the habit of reciting Surah Yasin after Fajr Namaz every day. Take that day when you didn't recite Surah Yasin. What happens? Everything goes away haywire. Everything goes away haywire. Why? Because you have spiritually starved yourself. You have spiritually starved yourself. So the thing is, my dear friends, remember, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our ruhani food, our spiritual food. Just as our body requires physical nourishment, you find even our souls, it also requires spiritual nourishment. And this is with regard to the aspect of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear friends, it's another very important thing. Is we have to understand, is that more important than the zikr of Allah, more important than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is tilawat of the kalamullah. People, you know, sometimes put more focus on dhikr, and they don't read kalamullah. That is an injustice to the kalamullah. That is an injustice to the kalamullah. So my dear friends, it has been mentioned about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. When he was in Saharanpur, then, my dear friends, there was an old grandfather clock, you know, the old days, you know. He says, it was breaking all the time. It was breaking all the time. So, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah is looking, he says, every time, you know, this clock is breaking, and we don't know what's happening with it. So, one day, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah tells the associates, he says, one day, he says, do me a favor. He says, when I actually make my zikr, then bring the clock to me. When I make medical, they bring the clock to me. And he says, they done that also. So after the Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah made the dhikr, and the clock was brought to him, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah just blew onto the clock. As long as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah was alive and he was in Saharanpur, the clock never break. This is the effect of the dhikr of Allah. We don't realize it has a massive impact upon ourselves, our families, and even the environment. But then you must remember, my dear friends, it must be done with consistency. It must be done with consistency. This is why we find that we are not progressing, because, you know, we have got this, you know, the soda water phenomenon. Yeah? We start off with a banging, end off with fizz. Sometimes no fizz at all also. This is our ibadat now. This is our ibadat. So it's important for each and every one of us, my dear friends. Yeah? It's very important for each and every one of us that we have to make sure that we create some time for the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Even if it is 2 to 3 minutes. I remember our Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Manan from Makkah Mukarramah, Hafizahullah. He mentioned a very, very unique thing. He said that, listen, he had given a person to recite some dhikr, and he only asked me to recite, you know, 33 times. 33 times also. So then the person was doing it also. And then thereafter, you know, Hazrat Shaykh says, he said, increase it to 50 times. When he increased 50 times, he wrote back, I can't manage. 50 times is too much. You see, he brought it back to 33 times. He brought it back to 33 times. So my dear friend, this is where you find that, you know, you have to actually consult with the mashayikh, as to what to do and what not to do also. So you find that by virtue of him being sincere and telling the shaykh that, listen, you know what, I can't manage. So you find that by then what did the shaykh do? See, go back to your old habit. But the shaykh makes dua unto Allah. Allah, by virtue of him taking the blessed name of Allah, taking your blessed name, Ya Allah, make it have an effect on his heart and on his body. My dear friend, this is what it's all about. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala make us among the zakirin, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala save us all from heedlessness. Allah Ta'ala keep us in his protection, my dear friend. The demand is for each and every one of us that we have to make sure that we look after the demand of iman. As Hazrat Ghospa Sayyid Abu Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, what is the height of achievement? What is the height of achievement? He said, the height of achievement is death with iman. The height of achievement is death with iman. And death with iman, and doesn't happen just like that. It doesn't happen just like that. He said, you have to do some work. You have to work upon the demands of iman so that you can make sure that you die with iman. On this point also, I just remembered, you know, a dua that, you know, we should read after every faras salah also. Hazrat Hakim Makhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this. After every faras salah also, read this dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Read this dua every, and there's another thing. I'll just end off on this one point. Beautiful prescription, my dear friends. This is what is the barakah of sitting in the company of the Ahlullah. Hazrat Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that person who diligently reads the dua after eating. That person who diligently reads the dua after eating, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin, wa ja'alana minal muslimin, whatever we have learned also, he says that inshallah he'll die with iman. Inshallah he will die with iman. And has Imam Hanifa rahmatullah then further on explained, he says, listen, what are we doing? What are we doing? We are praising Allah. Why? Allah, we are praising Allah, thanking Allah for what? At'amana. Allah Ta'ala has fed us. Has given us to drink. And waja'alana muslimin. And we are thanking Allah Ta'ala, you made us Muslims. We are thanking Allah Ta'ala. Now we are thanking Allah Ta'ala that he has made us Muslim. What is the sunnah of Allah? Allah Ta'ala mentioned himself in the Holy Quran. La in shakartum la azidannakum. He says, when a person is gratitude unto me, grateful unto me, then I grant him more. So we may shukr upon the demand of iman, Allah Ta'ala will fortify the iman, inshallah. So let us pass on this information. Implement it in ourselves also, and teach it to our family members, and especially our children also, that be careful with regard to the dua after eating. Inshallah, this is a legacy we can give also. Say, be careful with the dua after eating. Inshallah, you'll die with iman. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality in all our lives, inshallah. It's a very, you know, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, you know, before we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, you know, the very important, the niyat of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is to attain the love of Allah. is to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the niyat that we should have in our hearts. I said that we are going to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about who is sitting next to also. Inshallah, when we're performing salah, then our eyes must be open at the place of sajda whilst we are standing, at our toes in ruku, and on our nose whilst we're in sajda. But my dear friends, with regard to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, keep our physical eyes closed and the eyes of our heart open. Our physical eyes closed and the eyes of our hearts open. So this is very, very important, by definition, so that, you know, we have presence of mind, inshallah. We're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's recite 12 times Surah Ikhlas. Ya Allah, you accept the recitation of Surah Al-Ikhlas. Ya Allah, pass on the thawab to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before taking the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every one of us, we acknowledge the great amount of sin that we have been involved in. Therefore, with the intention of seeking forgiveness from Allah ta'ala for both our major and our minor sins, let us recite 11 times istighfar. With the intention of seeking spiritual sustenance, let us recite 11 times, Ya Basitu. The du'as of zikr, you can repeat after me. Allahumma iftah aqfal qulubina bi zikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak. وأزبغ علينا من فضلك وجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم طهر قلبي عن غيرك ونور قلبي بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله آپ کی محبت نصیب فرما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم افضل الذكر لا اله الا الله 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 لا ilaha illallah la 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 ilaha illallah لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا
Inna Allah la ilaha 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 Illa Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika abadan ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah ki muhabbat naseef farma illallah 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 la ilaha ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika abadan ya allah ya allah Ya Allah, Ya Allah, ki muhabbat naseef farma. Allahu Allah 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله کی محبت نصیب فرما بھئی ٹھیک اللہ تعالی اس میں ذات ہے اس میں باقی with great adab and respect thinking that our ruh has left its physical body is now gone up toward the heavens under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala enjoying the illumination that is gushing forth under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala understand my dear friends the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is not a small thing Allah Ta'ala himself mentioned in the Holy Quran فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ you remember me and I remember you we are remembering Allah Ta'ala in a gathering and in a masjid
Allah Ta'ala is remembering us in a greater gathering, and that of the Malaika, inshaAllah, subhanAllah. So we have this yaqeen that every time we're taking the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every part of our body, every blood vessel, every follicle of hair is experiencing the anwarat, the spiritual illumination of the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us among the dhakirin, inshaAllah. Take Allah Ta'ala the name with great amount of respect. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran kathira. Make shukr in a tawfiq of zikr. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihah. Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihah. Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihah. Bari sadru sharif. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا كثير الخير ويا دائم المعروف لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Oh my beloved Allah forgive each and every sin of ours Allah Allah we are very weak Allah we have transgressed Ya Allah we have blackened our faces Ya Allah we have gone off track Ya Allah Ya Allah because of our sins Ya Allah we have invited so many obstacles and difficulties in our lives Ya Allah Ya Allah we acknowledge full well Ya Allah we offer no excuses Ya Allah we submit our head before you Ya Allah Ya Allah extending our begging bowls unto you Ya Allah Oh my beloved Allah Oh my beloved Allah Oh my kind Allah Oh my compassionate Allah Ya Arham Rahim Oh my most forgiving Allah My beloved Allah forgive each and every sin of ours Allah Allah forgive each and every sin of ours Allah Ya Allah forgive our major sins Allah forgive our minor sins Allah forgive the sins of the day Allah forgive the sins of the night Allah forgive the sins we have committed voluntarily Allah forgive the sins we have committed involuntarily Allah forgive the sins we have committed whilst in a gathering Allah forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone Allah Ya Allah forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone Allah Allah forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone Allah Allah we thought that no one was watching Ya Allah but God, you are there to witness us, Ya Allah. How would we face you on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah? We implore you, Ya Allah, we plead unto you. Ya Allah, we plead unto you, Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you press the delete button, Allah, and forgive all our sins, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, grant us istiqamat upon our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, steadfast upon our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience pleasurable to us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, make sins difficult for us, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, Allah. Protect our lives, Allah. Ya Allah, protect our wealth, Allah. Ya Allah, protect our honor, Ya Allah. Protect our dignity, Allah. Protect our masajid, Ya Allah. Protect our madaris, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our tabligh jamaat, Ya Allah. Protect our khanqas, Ya Allah. Protect our madaris, Ya Allah. Protect all our dini institutions, Allah. Protect our businesses, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Don't test us through our iman, Allah. Don't test us through our rozi, Ya Allah. Don't test us through, Ya Allah, any illness, Ya Allah. Don't test us through oppression, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you keep us in your divine protection always, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, each and every one of us, Ya Allah, we acknowledge, Ya Allah, that we have to come unto you one day, Ya Allah. Grant each and every one of us, Ya Allah, our wives and our families, Ya Allah, complete forgiveness and entry into Jannatul Firdaus without hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, entry into Jannatul Firdaus without hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the grave among the garden of Jannah, Ya Allah. Save us from the torments and the trials of the qabr, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the torment of the trials of the qabr, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, just as you have concealed our faults in this world, Allah, conceal our faults in the akhirah also, Allah. Don't expose us, Allah. Allah, don't expose us, Allah. Allah, don't expose us, Allah. Ya Rabbi Rahim, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Resurrect us among the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and the Salihin, Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, that we drink from the Hawza Kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Grant us that we cross full sirat with the speed of lightning, Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Remove all the obstacles, Ya Allah. Grant us halal tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Save us from every avenue of haram, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, through Allah, through your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, those that are burdened with death, Ya Allah, fulfill their death with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us such barakah that we cannot even endure, Ya Allah. Through your mercy, Ya Allah, through your barakat of your blessed name, Allah, have mercy upon us with regards to our rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, undoubtedly, Ya Allah, because of such severe expenses that have come about, Ya Allah, things have become so expensive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are in control of everything, Ya Allah. You can make things cheap, Allah. Ya Allah, we implore you, Ya Allah, through your blessed names, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, make things affordable again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the price of fuel down, Ya Allah, drop, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya destroy the currencies of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Make things affordable, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah. Take out all the akhlaq razila within us, Ya Allah. And adorn us with all the akhlaq hamida, Ya Allah. Save us from every illness, Allah. Those that are ill, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, through your father and karam, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, through your father and karam, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, we implore you, Ya Allah. We plead unto you, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, doctors, hospitals, and muhtaji, Ya Allah. Keep us only dependent upon you, Ya Allah. Many of our near and dear men have passed on, Ya Allah. You fill the qabr with noor, Allah. Ya Allah, you fill the qabr with noor, Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, through your father and karam, Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, our members of the household, Ya Allah, ambassadors of deen, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our houses, Ya Allah, fortresses of hidayat, Ya Allah. Let our houses reverberate with the kalamullah, Ya Allah, with dhikr, Ya Allah, and ta'aleem, Allah. Grant us the tawfiq of shunning the ways of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq of implementing the ways of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, many of our children require to get married, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, find them soft congenial partners, Ya Allah, who will be the well-wishers of deen, Allah. Ya Allah, our children are studying, Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your assistance, Ya Allah, and make them, Ya Allah, proper Muslim deendar students, Ya also Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, through your father and karam, Allah, we know full well, Ya Allah, what is happening throughout the world, Allah. Have mercy upon the ummat, Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon this ummah, Ya Allah. Shake the feet of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create, Ya Allah, vibrate, Ya Allah, create, Ya Allah, earthquakes, Ya Allah. Let them, Ya Allah, consume them, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, obliterate them, Ya Allah. Annihilate them, Allah. Ya Allah, destroy their plans, Allah. Ya Allah, may Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, destroy them as you have destroyed the Ad and the Thamud, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, you make the Muslims one and united, Allah. Ya Allah, you make the Muslims one and united, Allah. Ya Allah, all those Muslim leaders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant them the hidayat to be the well-wishers of the Muslims, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, if they choose to remain stubborn, Allah, remove them, Ya Allah. And replace them with people who will be the true well-wishers of deen, Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, through your fadl and karam, Allah. Ya Allah, through your fadl and karam, Allah. Ya Allah, we are sitting here in your masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahim, this is the month, these are the months of Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts, Allah, our desires, Ya Allah. Grant each and every one of us Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool, Allah. Grant us Umrah, Ya Allah. Allow our eyes to see the Baytullah and the Gumbad Khazra, Allah. Soothe our hearts, Ya Allah. And Ya Arhamur Rahimin, during the last moments of our lives, Ya Allah, take us to Medina, Allah. Allah, take us to Medina, Ya Allah. Take us to Medina, Ya Allah. In Masjid al-Nabawi sahibi wa sallam, Ya Allah. In Riyadul Jannah, Ya Allah. At the time of the Hajjud, Ya Allah. Watch me in Salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with our heads in Sajda, hymning your praise, Ya Allah. Let our roof flutter into your mercy, Ya Allah. In a state that you are absolutely pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah. You are causing us to make this dua, to accept this dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this dua on behalf of each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Our wives, our families, Ya Allah. And the entire Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, whatever dua that we have made, accept, Ya Allah. Whatever dua that we have not made, that to you, accept, Ya Allah. Whatever dua that we have forgotten to make, that to you, accept, Ya Allah. Allah, we are very weak, Allah. We are extremely weak, Allah. We don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. Grant us without asking, Allah. Grant us without asking, Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri mastaad minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la daratil jannah sanatil khuld ya rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim jazallahu 'anna nabiyyina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluhu subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين